left, Bryce Armstrong, Anthony Gore Jr., Izzy Sam, and turnover plank has arrived as well. Open up for questions.
Sure, he's blocking my face, man.
Who speaks for the plank? Who speaks for the
plank? Just hold it. Just
hold
it.
Hold. I guess I could.
Anthony and I'm talking to the seniors right now.
Junior,
I know. But talk to the senior then. What's up? Mr. Izzy, talk to us about it, man. Last game in the regular season and your career. Talk to us about your feeling right now.
Before the game, I just told the guys and all the 14 seniors that we have that it's our last regular season game, but we don't want it to be the last game of the season. So I felt like we went out there, we just played with so much effort, attitude, and toughness, the things that our coach preached to us, and we came out with a win. And it feels so good that I get another game with my guys. So every time we go out there, we're just looking for that other opportunity to keep playing.
Chandler, tell me about that 96-yard drive towards the start of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Went about 6 minutes, 96 yards. It was all running plays. Describe what was going on in the huddle. You guys converted 2 third downs during that drive. Describe to me, like, what was the approach? How were you guys communicating in the huddle? Like that.
Something about our offense, we don't seem to flinch. You know, no moment's too big for us, and guys go out there and make plays. And we set ourselves up in practice for those type of opportunities. You know, we work on coming out in practice. We work on third downs. That's one of our heavy emphasis on Wednesdays. So, you know, all those things we've kind of practiced, we went through, and then just when it comes to Saturday, it's going out there and executing and making the play. So, you know, it's nothing the guys weren't familiar with, but the guys went out there and just made plays.
So it wasn't like, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of talk, just saying, all right, guys, let's go get this first down. That's all right, that kind of thing?
I mean, the start of the drive, you know, I told the guys that we go punch it in right here, we can kind of take it from them and kind of take the life from them. And the guys are excited about it. They're excited about going to do that, and we're able to get it done.
Anthony, y'all took a punch early in the game when they went down to score, but what's the mentality? This team averaged 36 points a game. Y'all were able to hold them to 21. What's your mentality as a defense?
Well, Coach told us to believe in each other. You know, if we perform how we're supposed to and we believe in each other, then the score will show itself at the end of the game. But it feels good to hold them to 36, but we're supposed to do that. And I'm at 21, so I'm still excited from the game. It just feels good to be with my brothers, have another game with my brothers, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Anthony, you had a moment. They scored the long touchdown drive. They got the ball back, kind of went up-tempo, drove all the way down the field. You get the interception in the end zone. Then you have your moment on the sideline, went showed off for the crowd. Kind of walk me through the interception, and is that kind of at that point? I know the offense has done their job, and they feel like it's over. But at that point, you get the interception, and it just slams the door. What was that like for you?
Well, give full credit to the offense because they came out in the first half and did an outstanding job, even though we had a lot of misfits in the first half. But he just threw the ball right to me. All I had to do was jump up and get it. So it was just about being in the right place at the right time. But offense told us to go out there and do what we usually do, and we'll be celebrating, and we're here right now.
Like I told you on Wednesday, I told Daniel, I said, we really need a turnover. And it happened. All right, next play. I mean, that plank is creating turnovers. It's a turnover frenzy. So it's creating, it's awesome.
Bryson, you being a young guy on the defense, the redshirt freshman, just talk to us about it, because you've been making a lot of plays. You got you a fumble. You didn't stand up with the plank. I'm not too happy about that. But overall, being a part of this squad as a freshman, seeing guys like these right beside you.
Right. Yeah. And I can't tell you how good it feels right now to be champions. And, you know, that's me. I can't imagine these guys who have, you know, really built this program, how they feel. It's unbelievable. But, you know, playing on defense with a lot of older guys, it really helps. You know, if I make a mistake, I know they got my back. And, you know, we all love each other on the defense. So it makes it a lot easier being a young guy on the team.
Guys, this is a question for you because you guys came in and y'all built this program. What was the defining factor for you? You could have gone anywhere, but you chose to come to Kennesaw State to start something, to build something. What was in your minds when y'all signed on the dotted line?
for me, you know, this is my only offer. And like I say it all the time, I mean, I'm going away from my family. And, you know, I'm looking for a coaching staff that's going to be, you know, my father figures for the next 4 to 5 years. And Coach Bohannon built a great staff, and they all represent, you know, what he's trying to build around here. And he laid out the vision for us. He laid down the culture and, you know, what we're established on, effort, attitude, and toughness. And he let everybody know that if you want to be a part of history, if you want to be a part of something great, you're going to want to be here. And, you know, as fast as we've done it, we finally completed one of our goals. We're not done, but that's something he laid out for us, you know, from day one. And, you know, it's awesome to see it unfold.
One question from the channel real quick.
I'm saying for me, it was my only offer. And Coach said building a foundation, starting something brand new, it will feel much more better than just being at a program that was already started. Like, it's something that we'll never forget. I'll never forget these three gentlemen right here beside me. And it just feels good that to say we built this program and we came from ground up. And it just makes it all more much worth it. And I'm just thankful.
Awesome. Ask your channel. Since you took over last year to now, describe this feeling for you right now.
It's kind of surreal. I kind of haven't let it sink in yet, just because, you know, I'm looking forward to the next challenge, you know, next Saturday. And, you know, once the season's finally over for us, then I'll try to reflect and kind of look back at it. But right now, we'll celebrate. We'll enjoy this one for the moment. But I'm looking forward to the next challenge right now.
There were a couple of guys and coaches going back and said that some of the guys in the room won't be here when they win the championship, when they get to reach that moment. Saw Trey White on the sideline. What does it mean for those guys who helped build the program that are no longer here? What does that feel for you guys to get to include them in the championship?
It's an awesome feeling. Trey White actually called me last night, and he said he just got on the phone with Zach Mitchell, and he wanted to give me a call and let me know that he just booked his ticket and he'd be there. He wouldn't miss it for the world. And, you know, Derek Farrell was there, Malik Letetau. Those guys' support means the world to us. You know, they were part of building the foundation, you know. They were part of the first ever inaugural season. And, you know, some of those guys, they left other schools to come be a part of history, come be a part of this program. And, you know, that's something that we'll always hold dear to our hearts. And, you know, we love them boys for it. And I'm glad that they're able to be here to celebrate and experience this with us.
Izzy, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, you guys know you're going to be in the playoff bracket. How much fun do you think that's going to be tomorrow?
It's going to be a good time for us. It's definitely a great opportunity. I mean, a great feeling to have the championship. But we know it's just the first step of really the big goal that we want to have. So tomorrow's going to be a big day for us, and we're just going to be ready to get back to work and get back in that same routine and just treat it like a regular game. And it's going to be the biggest game of the year because it's the next game. So we're excited for it.
Anything else?
Bryson, do you feel like your strip sack there in the second half was like the final wind out of the sails you guys put to them?
No, it definitely added to the pain, but it felt good. That right there, I think it did. I felt relieved after that. I did.
Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Good job, guys.